All right, we'll get started with our next session. Your break was short, it's over now. So I'm going to introduce the group. We have Amy Belenka as a senior manager in Crowe's National Exempt Organizations Tax Practice with over 9 years of experience. We have Jackie Daniels, who works with me at MIT, so make sure you ask her all the hard questions. And Matthew Shade, who is the tax director at Pennsylvania State University. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. So luckily we aren't the last people before happy hour, but we're getting there. So we're hoping to discuss today unrelated business income in the post-TCJA world. So I know we've been talking about the TCJA changes for a few years now, but 2021 was the year that everything had to be included. So we hope to kind of go through some more realistic impacts to the changes and how we've implemented the codes into the tax returns. So we're going to cover section 512A6, so the buckets and silos, 512A6 expense allocations, campus UBI activities, and the foreign reporting requirements. So we'll start with the buckets and silos. So 2021 was the first year that we had to include all of the final regulations related to those. And if you aren't aware, these are the rules that make universities now sort their activity into NAICS codes. So you can have a total of 20 different silos related to the business activity. This also included some provisions in separating investment activity into underlying NAICS codes. So some key terms that were really important this year were the qualifying partnership interest, or QPI, the look-through rule, and significant participation. So QPI would be the good investment buckets, how I like to think of that one. It can go back into your normal investing bucket. That would be if it meets the de minimis test of less than 2% or anything less than 20% and not significantly participate would be QPI. The look-through rule would be something that you would look to if you have one of those investments that are over 20%. So you get to look through the actual, if it's an investment partnership that they are not actively in a trader business, you get to look through to the tiers below it to see if some of those investments could possibly qualify for QPI. And significant participation are anything between 2 and 20%. If you want to not separately silo it, you need to make sure that significant participation does not come into play. So pretty much there's four rules that something could be significantly participating or not. Most of the time you can look at the partnership agreement. That's something that's usually laid out for other reasons. So you can usually find if you as a partner significantly participate in a partnership. Okay, so prior to 2018, all of a university's UBI activity was all in one bucket. So you could allocate income expenses across the one bucket. But starting in 2018 with the new rules, we are now all are dealing with the separate UBI buckets. Just a show of hands, let's see, who has more than two buckets from their 990T? Okay, let's do more than five. More than 10. And more than 15. All right, that's a lot of buckets. So good. MIT ended up with five buckets. So that's where we ended up. So a major issue with the buckets is now not being able to allocate profits and losses across all activities at a university.